slippery sidewalk season is here, but you should also tread carefully when choosing an ice melt product. We discuss the options on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, November 29th. It is the 333rd day of the year. Fantasy author C.S. Lewis was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played in 1890. It'll soon be time to stock up on ice melt for sidewalks and driveways, and you're sure to find a mind-boggling variety of chemicals on the market this year. Rock salt is still the most common treatment, but it does have drawbacks. It's corrosive to metal and harmful to plants. Products made with calcium, potassium, or magnesium chloride are safer, albeit more expensive alternatives. But here's a clever way to cut your cost and reduce the harm to landscaping. Mix those products with sand. Even mixed at a 3-to-1 ratio, they're still very effective for melting ice. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.